What's up, Mike Mendoza, Fast Real Estate Services, Doza Real Estate Group. Here in Cleveland, Ohio, it's June 20th, talking real estate, commercial, residential, investing. Almost halfway through the year, and taking a look at my goals and everything like that. Definitely not hitting my goals as of today, as far as brokerage closings, either commercial or residential. I set a goal to close two closings a month, either commercial or residential, and I'm on pace for one closing a month. So last year I looked at my stats and it was about the same, and then the second half of the year I picked it up and had most of my commissions earned in the second half of the year. So, but with everything, especially commercial could be 6 months to 2 to 3 years out as far as closings go. So whatever I was working 6 months ago, if I have something under contract, then it should close. Or, you know, I have something that's been in the works for close to a year, and you know, so that's that. We had a closing that got canceled because our buyer's funding or lending did not go through. So you know, I guess in order to hit that two closings a month goal, I have to have at least three things under contract every month. And so, you know, so contemplating what I need to do to get that performance. Obviously, there needs to be a process. You just can't expect to get something under contract tomorrow. It's a long, what's the word I'm looking for? It is a deliberate process where you're constantly talking to buyers and sellers. You're trying to get listings and trying to get buyers to purchase properties, and then obviously showing properties, getting deals negotiated, getting them under contract, and then getting them through the closing process. So what I look at it every day is, what am I doing for each of those things that I just mentioned? And if I'm not doing that, how do I get to that point? And a lot of times it's marketing, you know. So I need to realize I need to be posting something every day on as many platforms as I can, just to let people know that I'm in the business, so they come to me. And that's some of the things that I've found, is a lot of my referrals have come from people just knowing that I'm in the business, and that what they're knowing in general what I do, so that they can call me and ask questions, see if I can help them, you know. So again, practice what you preach, do as I say, not as I do. I've been posting stuff on TikTok and Instagram, but not on a daily basis. It should be on a daily basis. So if you're out there doing brokerage or getting started in commercial brokerage, I think that's a must. And if you have nothing to post, post your progress, post your journey. I think, again, sometimes it could be a little intimidating or embarrassing to, and you're making yourself vulnerable to let people know that you're not, maybe as successful as some other seasoned brokers in the business that you see are just posting stuff that they're closing. But trust me, they're going through the same struggles. They're only posting the positive and not posting all the blood, sweat, and tears. I think people may respond to that even more, because they know that you're real, and that you're going through some things to get to a certain point. And then there's also the learning that happens along the way. So people want to see how people are going through the challenges that they're going through as far as their business, and then that may answer some of their questions or generate answers from their end, and then, you know, and then it becomes a dialogue. So that's why I have this podcast, just rambling on of what's going on, so that as a community we can all help each other. And I'm not expecting anything back, because if I'm helping somebody else, then that's my main purpose. But at the same time, you know, it also helps if others get involved and dialogue and talk about this stuff, because I think we all learn together in this brokerage community. So, and then as you all know, we've been trying to get some development, real estate development projects off the ground. So, you know, I think it's a constant communication with prospective clients, or if you're trying to invest in or develop a property yourself, it's just, you know, continuing to see what's out there, doing your due diligence, finding out what could be a possibility, and then finding out, okay, if I want to build a retail shopping center on this piece of land, for example, then go through the motions of doing it and see what hurdles you have to go through, and then figure out how to get over those, because eventually somebody is going to be willing to pay you. You know, obviously if you do it for yourself, you're going to be making money for yourself, but somebody else is going to pay you for that knowledge as far as how to get through some of the steps and obstacles that are needed to develop something. One of the things too I wanted to talk about real quick is relationships in this business. If you're developing properties, brokering properties, you have to have relationships within the community. And that's not necessarily just the real estate community. Because real estate affects a neighborhood, a city, economically and politically and socially, you have to be in partnership with those individuals that champion and lead those type of things, like government officials, social service leaders, even people in that community themselves, because they will be ultimately voting to approve your project that you're doing in their city or in their neighborhood. Because if you have any opposition from those individuals or folks, then it's going to be very difficult for you to succeed. So, you know, what I'm seeing is that if we want to develop something, we need to first find out what the community wants, okay? And obviously, you can't please everybody, but at the same time, there are certain general wants and needs that a community has. And you can get that from, in the city of Cleveland, they're divided up into wards or neighborhoods, and those wards and neighborhoods are led by the council person, councilwoman, councilman, or council person, whoever is leading that, because they are the ones who give the final okay for permits and occupancy, and then they also help with releasing funding that's available for some of these projects. So you really need to build a relationship with your council people and to figure out, okay, what is it that they would like to see. And, you know, they are the most in touch with the community, because they have to be building relationships and knowing their constituents on a more personal level, because they want to get reelected and they want to do a good job. So your council people, whoever your leadership is in your particular area, you need to get to know and try to find out what the community needs. And then you can go about, whether it's brokerage or development, on how to direct your focus on certain business and how to bring in things, people, services, businesses into a neighborhood to make it better. And I think that's why I enjoy my job so much, is that I'm helping to shape a community And then by shaping that community, I leave a legacy on that I was directly responsible for that. And, you know, it's just a good feeling to know that you are influencing the community in a positive way. So with that, we're going into a development meeting today. Again, trying to figure out how to get these projects off the ground. And then in the meantime, working the process. I'll go into detail on some of these process for brokerage and development. So, you know, people can get exposure to that, and then I can work out some things and questions that I might be having, or difficulties or hurdles that we might be facing within those processes. So maybe the community can all work together to see what the best ways to go about those are. So with that, I will leave you. Hopefully I will get back on the podcast platform here soon to give you an update, but you can get a hold of me on Instagram at MikeMendoza216, or directly by cell phone, text, message, or voicemail 440-941-3692. We'll see you soon.